Vectis Radio. Vectis Radio. FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Now, a few weeks back, we met with Fran Collins from Red Funnel, and she started talking about the Red Funnel ambassadors, and we wanted to know more about that. She thought it was a great idea to introduce our 4P students to some of the people that are sponsored by Red Funnel by way of sporting ambassadors. So, without further ado, let's welcome one, shall we? It's Corey Kent.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, look, thanks for coming in. Off the first, you know, the first question's got to be, what is a Red Funnel ambassador?
So basically, it's just giving support to the athlete, the Islander athletes across the island, helping them, providing them free transportation so they can pursue their sporting ambitions more effectively. Speaking for myself, it's like, I wouldn't be able to achieve what I can unless I've been able to go to competitions, go to train, you know, all. And Red Funnel's really been beneficial in supporting me and really giving me that step up on my path.
Brilliant. And look, we should say what you're actually, because you're what do they call you, a jiu-jitsu expert?
Jiu-jitsu.
So my title would be probably a Brazilian jiu-jitsu competitor.
Right.
Yeah, that would be.
How long have you been doing that?
So I think it would be coming up to 6 years by next year. So after Christmas, it'll be 6 years.
What made you get into it in the first place?
So what happened? It's kind of interesting. So it goes back further. So I've always had a keen interest in martial arts, like anyone growing up, you know, with the Chucky Chans and the Bruce Lees. The younger ones won't know what I'm talking about.
Anyway. I do, actually.
Oh, that's good. That's good on you, mate. Yeah. I talk to some of the younger kids and I'm saying, oh, I love like Chucky Chan. Like, who's Chucky Chan? I went, oh my God.
Yeah, that's like, what?
I felt like my granddad trying to talk about things to them. Anyway, So what I started was with Kung Fu, so like kickboxing when I was turned 18. I suddenly found a club and I did that. And I thought I loved it. I thought I was doing it and I really enjoyed it. But then I suddenly, after 3 years of doing it, I sort of like fell out of love with it. So I don't know what happened. My brain sort of like clicked off of it. And then I saw advertising on Facebook or something for a local club, an MMA club. And then they were offering classes called Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And I remember reading podcasts and everything, and they were talking about this art and talking about how, like, it's the gentle art, you know, it's wrestling-based, you know, it's very effective that all the UFC guys do it all the time. So I thought, I'll give it a try. Went in my first session, met the instructor. He was very polite to me and then put me through a rigor of just doing all these exercises. I was sweating my eyes out for like 2 hours, and then I came out of it and I thought, this is it, this is what I want to do. So
wow.
It was all simple like that. It was all like my brain just went like instantly, this is what I want to do. And I remember the coach was saying to me, oh, don't buy geeks, what would you wear, you wear traditional garments. He said, don't buy it, try a few sessions first before you make a big investment on that. And I was like, nah, I'm buying it straight away. Buying it straight away, knew what I wanted to do.
Wow, that's incredible. And I say, what a journey it's been, because I mean, it's taken around the country, but you've won an awful lot as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I've competed like over, I think I've had over 200 competitive competitions. I've competed in probably around 40 to 50 competitions across the country. I'm a 5-time English Open champion. I'm an ADCC British Open Pro in Advance champion, which was two separate categories. I basically, the pro division's pretty much full of black belts, and I'm purple belt at the time, so I basically just went like, I'll just go to the advanced one. I'll go to the pro, and I basically just went over there and I defeated all the black belts and became the English, ADCC British Pro champion. So that was probably my high, that's probably my highest achievement. Personally, to me, felt the most to me.
Fantastic. Look, they were hoping, the 4P students were hoping that you were going to bring in some of your trophies, but you haven't.
Oh, I wish I could.
They were hoping they were going to get some gold.
I can give you the eBay link to buy some.
Yeah. So look, Chloe's got some questions. Sam's got loads of questions. In a minute, you're going to disappear into the green room, and he's going to do a full-on interview. He's got a load of questions for you. But Chloe, got a question?
Yeah, actually. Is jiu-jitsu kind of like a gender-neutral sport? Can men and women both do it?
Yep, absolutely, 100%. Obviously, I'm not going to lie, it is a very, I wouldn't say very, but it is a very male-dominated sport. But I think I'm very happy that it's slowly changing. We've seen the rise of very successful female athletes rising through the ranks. And also, we're now seeing a spree of like female-only like open mats, where basically, for those that don't know what open mat is, it's basically an open space for sparring. And it's basically, I've seen like a rise of female-only for women that, you know, so, that want to learn self-defense, get fit, and also go over that barrier. Maybe they might feel intimidated by a man environment and sort of thing. So, yeah, and we're seeing some very rise of very good names like Theon Davis and other names I can mention, but probably don't mean much to you. But in our world of jiu-jitsu, they're very well respected, and they really do build the way for women to get more into jiu-jitsu. Yeah,
is it an Olympic sport?
No, sadly not. It's not an Olympic sport. There's quite a heavy amount of debate in jiu-jitsu. Not a lot of people want it to be. People want it to be in the Olympics because they're worried about it being ruined because of how they feel judo has been treated in the Olympics.
Okay.
Because the rule sets and everything like that.
Yeah. What would be the equivalent of the Olympics then for you?
ADCC.
Oh, right. Okay.
ADCC and IBJJF, those are the two organisations that people highly prize. So, for example, next year, I'm praying to God and everything that I'm able to fly out to go to ADCC Worlds, ADCC Europeans, and... IBJJF Europeans, IBJJF Worlds, and go to do ADCC Trials, where you do ADCC Trials, and then if you pass that, you get to go to Worlds. Wow. Which is in Las Vegas, I think they do it in.
So that's you're going to be doing a bit more travelling in the next year or so?
I hope so. I have to just like play smart, make sure I train well and I feel confident enough.
Well, look, you came in this morning and you said you were tired. So I'm guessing what? You're tired because it was hot last night, couldn't get much sleep, or tired because you've been training?
Yeah, I was training last night.
Yeah, okay.
I'm pretty much training all the time. Yeah.
Right, I guess you have to. You have to be super fit.
Yeah, you got to go with that mindset of, like, if you're not training, the other guy's training. And then if the other guy's training, you're not training. So it plays on your mind. So you got to be a little bit obsessed with your goal and think, like, if you want to achieve your dreams, like, there's a good advice for anyone. If you want to achieve your dreams, you just got to work for it. No one's just going to hand it to you. You got to make risks. You got to, you know, do what you can to achieve them.
Great advice. Any heroes?
What, in jiu-jitsu world, or do you mean generally?
Well, who inspires you?
I would like to say my dad inspires me a lot. With my dad is, you know, a hard-working man. He's like, he doesn't have any hobbies, doesn't have any activities. He just works to provide to his family. And I like to think that I install that sort of mindset and that hardship into what I do. He's always installed to me that you need to work for what you need. You work, and your job as a man is to try to do something with yourself and just work hard and do what you can.
Brilliant.
So
that's a great way to be, isn't it?
Yeah, so I respect my dad a lot, and I feel like that's what the one lesson I think like he's parted with me that I've like really taken on board. But obviously I've got heroes in jiu-jitsu that I look up to and they inspire me, and jiu-jitsu is such a great community where everyone's so respectful to one another. Yeah. I go to pieces and I tell them I'm autistic and everything like that for my disabilities and everything like that, and they're so accommodating, so nice. No one puts you down for your dreams. Everyone respects you hustling and, like, you know, getting out there.
It's great that we live in a world now where people are a little bit more respectful and understanding of people's differences.
100%.
Sam's got loads of questions.
Bay does.
Come on, Sam, fire away.
You put me on a spot here. Do you ever dream of competing in the UFC?
Probably not. Unless it was like the UFC is now doing a jiu-jitsu program. They now called it UFC BJJ. That would be a dream. I would 100%. If they called me up right now, I'll be putting these headphones down, walking out the door, going straight on the plane too there. Yeah, but...
We're not good enough for him.
You got any more, Sam? Any more questions there?
Are you still a purple belt, and are you working towards black belt?
Okay, so, well, I'll help to explain your viewers how it works with the grading a little bit, because I feel like that might be a bit enlightening to how people can view it. You don't grade it like in normal other sports. You know how some people might go for like a test and then they get the next belt? Jiu-jitsu doesn't go like that. Jiu-jitsu is all based off your instructor feeling if you're ready for the next belt.
Oh, okay.
And that's sort of like community field. Like, if I was to say, for you, Sam, I'll give you a blue belt right now, a lot of people would be questioning me because of the fact you haven't trained as long or all that sort of stuff. So it's kind of like, it's sort of like backed by the community and how they feel it's right or how it felt in the community sort of thing. But I've been training for six, a black belt usually in jiu-jitsu takes you about 10 years at minimum for most people. And I've been training for, like I said, coming up to 6 years. So I got my purple belt last year in July. So I don't expect to be great. I don't expect to go up to the brown, which would be the belt before black. It goes, for those that don't know, it goes white, blue, purple, brown, black, five colours. So, yeah, so just be up to my coach. And you have to speak to him about that, Sam. So okay.
Yeah, I'll put in a good word for you.
Well, you've got a blue belt now. He's just given it to you. So, injuries. You must have had some injuries.
Yeah, I'm having an injury. I got an injury right now, actually. That's why I was speaking to the lovely people right here about my injuries. I was going for sports rehabilitation yesterday because I had a LCL injury. I did a competition about a month back. Had a match. My opponent did nothing wrong. It was my fault. I basically landed in a weird position and basically I sprained my LCL. But I still won the match, so I'm not upset about that.
Oh, wow. Look, we're running out of time. You're going to go out in the green room, do an interview in a moment. Have you got one more question live?
One more question live. Do you support any football teams?
Okay, this is where I upset the mass community. I'm a fan of Southampton FC.
Yeah, no.
It's gone quiet. It's gone very quiet.
In my defence, my mum is from Southampton, so right. It's kind of inherited support.
Okay, I've got one final question, if it's okay. You were once a 4P student.
Yeah.
Not many people know that. When you come in, I kind of remember when you come in, you were kind of distracted a lot. Because there were loads of other people around with you.
So what'd you say?
You were distracted by what's going on. So how is you mentioned autism earlier on? Has what you're doing now, you know, an expert in your field, does that help you?
I think it does. It's like I say to many people that also have autistic or parents that have autism that tell me about, like, my son's got like this problem or my daughter's got this problem. I said, I have so many problems and I still have my problems, but jiu-jitsu was such a homing mechanism for me. I became obsessed and it gave me so many great values putting into it. So I always recommend, like, if you feel a bit lost or anything, just find that one passion that really just will home in your home thing. And it doesn't have to be a sport, but find something that's productive and gives you that values and gives you great life skills out of it. So yeah, I feel like the homing into a particular avenue is really good for people like that.
How fantastic, and what a great way to end. And I say, it's just a message to everybody, don't let things hold you back.
No.
You know, because everyone's got a dream, follow that dream.
100%.
Corey Kent, thank you very much for coming in. I really appreciate your time.